Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today, we're going to read a story called The Trumpet of the Swan. It's by a writer called E.B. White.
Wait a minute, I think I know that name. Where do I know that name from?
Well, he's pretty famous for writing several other books.One of the most famous is Charlotte's Web.
Oh, 夏绿蒂的网 the one that's about a spider and a pig that live on a farm.
That's right, it's a very touching story. E.B. White's other famous book is Stuart Little, which was made into some movies.
That one is about a mouse.
That's right. I guess E.B. White liked writing stories about animals,and as this one, as we can tell from the title, is going to be about a swan.
今天的故事呢则是关于一只 swan, 天鹅。Are there any other important books by E.B. White?
Yeah, I didn't realize this until recently, but he also helped write a book about how to write well.It's really useful for writers.
It is, but it probably doesn't make a good story.
No, it doesn't. It's all about grammar. Anyway, let's find out about the swan in this story by reading through day one of the article.
The Trumpet of the Swan.
Sam Beaver, an 11-year-old boy, is on a camping trip in Canada. One day...He saves some swan's eggs from a fox. After this, the swans trust Sam and let him meet their cygnets. One cygnet, Louie, can't make any sounds. This is sad because these swans find love by making songs. Louie decides to learn to read and write. He goes to school with Sam in Montana, U.S. Sam gives him a small blackboard and some chalk.Now, Louie can talk to humans. However, other swans can't read or write, so Louie is still lonely.
Word power!
Trust. Trust.
My parents trust the bank to keep their money safe.
My parents trust the bank to keep their money safe.
Blackboard, blackboard. The teacher wrote down the name of our new classmate on the blackboard. The teacher wrote down the name of our new classmate on the blackboard.
Chalk, chalk.
I don't like chalk because my hands get dirty after I write with it. I don't like chalk because my hands get dirty after I write with it.
Lonely, lonely.
Fred was lonely when he moved to a new school and had no friends.Fred was lonely when he moved to a new school and had no friends.
So the story starts by saying Sam Beaver, an 11-year-old boy, is on a camping trip in Canada. Now here, we're using a compound adjective, and that's an adjective made up of two or more words. When we do this, we often connect the words with hyphens.So we could say a well-known restaurant, and well-known is connected by a hyphen, or a world-famous movie star, and world-famous is connected by a hyphen.
今天文章一开始呢告诉我们呢11岁的男孩 Sam Beaver 正在加拿大露营。那我们看到了复合形容词 11-year-old。11岁大的那另外呢还有其他的复合形容词就是刚刚 Pat 提到的 well known 众所皆知的或者是 world famous 世界有名的那另外呢还有一类的形容词就是跟我们今天文章相关的数字加名词的 compound adjective, 复合形容词。在这样的复合形容词当中啊，你会看到字与字之间呢，用 hyphen 连接，而且名词用的是单数。For example, a 6-foot-tall man 代表的是六尺高的男人。A 3-day trip 代表的是三天的旅程。或者是 a 15-hour flight, 15个小时的飞行。
All good examples. Okay, so we've got this boy, Sam. He's on vacation in Canada. And what happens next? We see that one day he saves some swan's eggs from a fox. That's very nice of him.
哇，有一天啊，他从狐狸那里救出了一些天鹅蛋。Do the swans thank him for doing this for them?
They do. And this kind of gets the story started. As we see,After this, the swans trust Sam and let him meet their cygnets. We use after to show the time relationship between two things. So, one thing happens, and after that, another thing happens. After just means later.
After 代表的是之后，它是一个从属连接词。其他的从属连接词呢，还有 before, when 等等的这些字。那我们现在先进到 Magic Box 听讲师讲解咯。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，是我星座专家唐奇阳。八月来了，天气热了，暑假也要过完了，大家呢有没有好好把握机会在夏天谈场轰轰烈烈的恋爱呢？像是呢国师哦，我本人年少青涩的时候呢，就有呢这么一个可爱帅气的欧巴。When I read his text, I couldn't help but laugh. OK, 当我读他的简讯的时候呢，总是会情不自禁的笑出来，好害羞哦。总之啊，今天呢我们要介绍的呢从属连接词 before 在什么之前 after 在什么之后，还有 when 当什么时候，这三个字呢就是我们的从属连接词。记得哦，有次我接受采访，记者走进来的时候呢，我正在吃炸鸡。 OK, I was eating fried chicken when the reporter entered the room. 真的是有点丢脸哦。 I was eating fried chicken when the reporter entered the room. 当这个记者走进来的时候，我正在吃炸鸡，真的是丢脸死了、哦、好难过，我可是有偶像包袱的人呢。 OK, when 这个连接词呢，它就表示当什么的时候，把两个句子呢有关系的连接在一起。接下来呢我们就要介绍 after。 after 这个字呢就是在什么之后。 OK, the reporter started the interview after I finished eating my fried chicken. 真的是更丢脸了，没有错，这个呢记者人超好，等我吃完炸鸡才开始采访，真的是太贴心了。 The reporter started the interview after I finished eating my fried chicken. 真是丢脸丢到家。最后呢我们要来跟大家介绍一下这个连接词 before。 before 呢就是在什么之前。 OK, 从属连接词呢除了可以放在句子里面，它呢也可以放在句首哦。不过放在句首的时候呢，记得我们中间要加上逗号了、哦、比方说呢刚刚的句子我也可以说 When the reporter entered the room, 逗号 I was eating fried chicken。 这个呢就是我们从属连接词的用法，你学起来了吗？
So Sam saves the eggs, and after this, the swans trust him.
That's right. The word trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust, is a verb, and it's today's first word power word. Let's check it out. To trust means to believe that someone is honest or will not do anything bad or wrong. You can also trust a thing.And you think that thing's going to do what it's supposed to do. You believe it's good. You believe it's going to work. Here's an example. My parents trust the bank to keep their money safe. My parents trust the bank to keep their money safe.
Trust 这个动词呢是信任。例如说啊，我爸妈信任银行能够 保存他们的钱安全无虞。那回到文章咯，在救出天鹅蛋之后啊，天鹅们都好信任 Sam. And because the swans trust Sam, they let him meet their cygnets.
Yeah, a cygnet is a baby swan. Now, there are often special words for animals when they are babies. So the obvious ones are like kittens and puppies for cats and dogs.And then you have lambs and calves for sheep and cows. Cygnets, however, is only used for young swans, not other baby birds.
Cygnet 就是 baby swan, 小天鹅的意思。那其他呢，还有像是 kittens, 代表的是小猫 puppies, 小狗 lambs, 小羊 calves, 小牛，这些字都专指 baby 的动物们。
It's actually much easier in Chinese. You don't need to remember all the names.
Yeah, you just add a word.
You just say xiao something. Okay. Well, next we learn that one cygnet, Louis, can't make any sounds. Now, I gave that name the French pronunciation on purpose, Louis, instead of Louis. That's because the swan in this book is named after Louis Armstrong, a famous jazz trumpet player.
其中呢，有一只名字叫做 Louis 的小天鹅，它没有办法发出任何的声音。而 Louis 这个名字呢，是取自美国一位有名的爵士音乐家 Louis Armstrong.
So the name is actually spelled the same as the new baby in the British royal family. He's Louis, but they're pronouncing it with the IS way, Louis. But it's still spelled the same as our guy, and we're calling him Louis. Okay, poor Louis.Can't make any sounds. The article explains that this is sad because these swans find love by making songs. Here we're using the preposition by as a way to show how something is done or achieved, like you can find information by looking it up online.
By 在这边它是借由的意思是个介系词那后面呢只能加名词或动名词哦小天鹅 Louis 不能发出声音很可怜因为天鹅们就是借由发出声音来求偶的 So what can Louis do about this?
The next paragraph tells us exactly what that is We see thatLouis decides to learn to read and write.
他决定要学习阅读和写字。But how does he do this? Does he go to school?
Exactly. The article says he goes to school with Sam in Montana, U.S. Now, Montana is in the north of the U.S., right next to Canada. It won't be too far for Louis to travel.
Cool. 小天鹅路易呢就跟 Sam 一起去美国的 Montana 上学。Montana 是位于北美西部的一个州跟 Canada 加拿大很近。Let's find out how Louis does at school.
Yeah, we see that he's actually going and he's in the same class with Sam. Remember the boy who helped save him when he was just an egg. The article says Sam gives him a small blackboard,and some chalk. We have a couple of words to look at here. The first one is the noun blackboard, B-L-A-C-K-B-O-A-R-D, blackboard, and that is our next word power word. A blackboard is a large board with a smooth black or dark green surface that teachers write on with a piece of chalk. You see them in...Schools, although they're starting to be replaced by whiteboards. We see whiteboards in more schools now with markers, but certainly when I was at school, everything was blackboards. Here's an example sentence. The teacher wrote down the name of our new classmate on the blackboard. The teacher wrote down the name of our new classmate on the blackboard.
Blackboard 是黑板，那后半段这个单字 board 是板子的意思，所以如果我们颜色换成白板，那就是 whiteboard。那例句说到呢，老师在黑板上写下新同学的名字。So a blackboard is something you write on, but what do you write with?
Well, we've sort of given that word already, so let's explain it with our next word power word. It's another noun, and it's chalk. C-H-A-L-K, chalk. Now, you don't pronounce the L there. It's kind of a silent L, but it is still chalk. So chalk is small sticks of a white or coloured substance, kind of like soft rock, and chalk is used for writing or drawing. Here's an example sentence. I don't like chalk because my hands get dirty after I write with it. I don't like chalk because my hands get dirty after I write with it.
Chalk 是粉笔，那同学们注意哦，它是不可数的，所以你要说一支粉笔的时候啊，你要用 a piece of chalk。例句说到呢，我不喜欢粉笔，因为用粉笔写完之后啊，我的手会脏脏的。回到文章里头呢，在学校里面啊， Sam 给了 Louis 一个小黑板和几支粉笔。What happens next?
Well, this is basically, this chalk and this blackboard is how Louis can write with and make himself understood. Because remember, he can't talk or make other sounds. So now we see that, now,Louis can talk to humans. And of course, this includes Sam as well as other people.
现在小天鹅 Louis 呢可以跟人类对话了。Sounds great for Louis.
We would think so, wouldn't we? But it's not all good. Day one of the article finishes by saying, however, other swans can't read or write, so Louis is still lonely.Let's explain this last word, lonely, L-O-N-E-L-Y, lonely. It's an adjective, and it's our last word power word for the day. Lonely means unhappy because you have no friends or people to talk to. For example, Fred was lonely when he moved to a new school and had no friends. Fred was lonely when he moved to a new school and had no friends.
Lonely 这个形容词呢是寂寞的、孤单的。那例句说到啊，当 Fred 转到新的学校，没有半个朋友的时候，他觉得很孤单。文章最后说到呢，虽然小天鹅路易可以阅读和写字，可是其他的天鹅们不会啊，因为这样小天鹅路易觉得很孤单。Do you think this will change, Pat?
I suspect it will. It would be a pretty sad book if he was lonely for the whole rest of the book. I'm sure he'll make a friend or something will happen somehow.
And I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out if Sam or Louis can solve this problem. Now, let's go to today's wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Pat, I have a question.
What is it, Elsie?
The story is called The Trumpet of the Swan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a swan, but no trumpet.
He's got a blackboard and some chalk.
It's not called The Blackboard and Chalk of the Swan.
Okay, but the trumpet will come in part two. Trust me.
All right.
Do you think we should try, like, talking to each other without sounds, like Louis has to?
Well, we could, but we are recording. Oh. We could write messages to each other, but no one would see them.
Yeah, you're right. Listeners would think there was a problem with the download or the sound or something.
Yeah, they'd be listening to silence. They might start to feel lonely.
True, but many people talk without sounds.Think of how often you talk to people online, Facebook, and other things like that.
That's true. Maybe Louis should get a smartphone, not a blackboard and some chalk.
Yeah, the smartphone of the swan. However, I'm pretty sure there were no smartphones when this story was written. But that's all the time we have for today. We'll carry on with the story of the trumpet of the swan tomorrow.
And we'll find out about the trumpet at last. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Trumpet of the Swan.
Sam Beaver, an 11-year-old boy, is on a camping trip in Canada. One day, he saves some swan's eggs from a fox. After this, the swans trust Sam and let him meet their cygnets. One cygnet, Louis...can't make any sounds, This is sad because these swans find love by making songs. Louis decides to learn to read and write. He goes to school with Sam in Montana, U.S. Sam gives him a small blackboard and some chalk. Now, Louis can talk to humans. However, other swans can't read or write, so Louis is still lonely.
Trust. Trust. My parents trust the bank to keep their money safe. My parents trust the bank to keep their money safe. Blackboard. Blackboard. The teacher wrote down the name of our new classmate on the blackboard. The teacher wrote down the name of our new classmate on the blackboard. Chalk. Chalk. I don't like chalk because my hands get dirty after I write with it. I don't like chalk because my hands get dirty after I write with it. Lonely. Lonely. Fred was lonely when he moved to a new school and had no friends. Fred was lonely when he moved to a new school and had no friends.